This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 79% off plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts. Wild Alaskan Company. Healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Crossrope. Exercise equipment made to travel with you wherever you go. Get your ropeless jump rope. Save $20 off of $100 with code MMA. Purity Coffee, organic certified, high in antioxidants, and free of contaminants. Save 30% off with code MMA. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 765.
765.
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Roth, MMA Show. By my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
I'll just spill that over myself.
I was going to say, what are you drinking and or spilling all over yourself?
A little whiskey.
There you go.
A little whiskey on the rocks. It's been a week. I'll just say that.
I hear you.
I done been.
That's what it's all about.
Done been.
Recollect.
Are you paying attention to the Bears? We got some injuries. Apparently, we got a new wide receiver named Ray Ray something. Some guy named Ray Ray.
I didn't hear about that one. I heard about the safety that they thought, oh, maybe it's not so bad of an injury. And then they're like, oh, it's a season ender. maybe he'll be back for the postseason.
Is it Luther Burden? Third?
No, that safety that they signed, the high price guy, he's fucking 4 to 6 months. He'll be back. So they're hoping to get him by the playoffs. I'm like, Jesus Christ, okay, man.
Ray Ray McCloud. I think he used to be on the 49ers.
Yeah. I don't know. We've seemed like we've got a lot of people hurt during training camp.
Already.
Like, we haven't even played a fucking game. Not even a preseason.
Coach has got them going crazy. They're practicing hard. So they're dogs.
That's right. And maybe we get all. Well, didn't we lead the league? Or I think we were second in a league to the most games lost due to players injured or however that stat is.
Oh, okay. That's probably fair.
So
the brutal sport, our youngest just started playing middle school football, and he played a lot of sports throughout his life, like competitively, like travel and shit. He comes home the second day of practice. He goes, I think this is the hardest sport I ever played. He was like, played soccer and did like basketball and all kinds of stuff. And like on travel teams, and he's all beat up. Like his shoulders are all messed up.
Yeah.
From the pads and shit. That's brutal sport. I think the risk of injury is extremely high. So.
Super high. Shit. Yeah. As you can see, as we're talking about. But
yes.
You know, hopefully that'll work itself out. And they signed other guys to step up, right? So we'll see. I'm still positive. I still think there's a lot of hate on the Bears. And also, they put Caleb Williams on the cover of Madden. Oh. 27.
Yeah, he said he lost like 15 pounds too. He said he's lighter, coming in lighter.
He looks good. Let's just hope there's no curse on him, because usually you're on the cover.
Because you know, like, why did he get lighter? Because he wants to be quicker.
Yeah, he wants to be a little more elusive.
He's already pretty elusive, but he could take a beating, right? And he continued to take a beating throughout the last couple of seasons, off and on. So if you lose those 15 pounds, can you still take the beating? That's my
question. Well, you have to catch him. That's how I look at it.
Okay.
And you
can't
know,
catch me if I'm
right. He's gotten zero roughing the passer calls his entire NFL career.
Because they're biased against the Bears. It's fucking obvious. Last 100%. Season, it happened more than at least five times. We, you know, in the same game, we get a roughing the passer on a play that's less egregious, to use your word, than what happened to Caleb. And Caleb gets destroyed, and you're like, nothing.
No, I don't see it. No harm, no foul. It's like fucking Herb Dean is reffing NFL games now.
If he dies, he dies.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Exactly.
So, but I am getting excited for football to start. I think we're right around the corner, right? I think we're officially at the like 1 month mark this week, Thursday. So
yeah, there's got to be a preseason game coming up here.
I think this weekend there's one.
That'll be good. And there's only 17 games. I wasn't sure if they upped it to 18, but we're still stuck at 17, which is weird. Like, why an odd number of games? Can't you just make it 18? Cut a preseason, make one
And
more.
does everybody get to play in the UK? Are we playing in the UK this year?
I don't know.
That over that Saturday game or whatever that goes on sometimes.
Yeah, I hope not. I want, like, oh, well, I would imagine we're probably going to be in a ton of primetime slots. So we will adjust the show accordingly.
Yes. I'm watching those games. So I
Yeah,
know you're
I
watching
mean,
those games. We have to be part of the roller coaster that is the Bears.
exactly. And let's not kill us this year. Like, let's win. I think we talked about that last week of
Yes.
like, I don't want to be fucking having this pit in my stomach the whole fucking game until they win on the last play. Like, let's not do that. Let's just dominate.
Not a fan of that approach. Too many games last season where you're like, fuck this, I'm turning off on the third quarter.
Yeah.
And I'm like, get back in there. We got a thread going with the guys. Get in there.
Yeah.
They're back in it. What?
Yeah,
That's
like
great.
and we got to watch it around the same time because I used to like miss. I think I would skip like the first quarter just so I could fast forward, but then our thread is popping off and I'm like, I can't look at anything yet. So I'm like, I got to watch them in real time. So it's all good. My headset's all fucking making all sorts of weird crick crack
Crackling noises might be
cracks.
time to replace.
Yep.
I
It's
had that
probably
problem.
time.
It was like doing weird. Could be just donezo.
Yeah.
Too many shows. How long have you had that? Like 5 years?
No, I've replaced it within the last couple of years, but or it
Okay.
could just be the other core that I've plugged in for fucking however many years we've been non-COVID or after COVID. So it's probably 6 years on this other cord, so we'll see. All right, let's talk a little MMA. We got what UFC Tree Churdy.
Yes.
Why is it coming up all weird here? Let me reset
Tree
this.
Turdy.
Yep. All right. Here, I'm gonna share screen. Here we go. Makhachev versus Ian Machado Gary for the welterweight title.
Yeah.
I don't know why that one's all blown out. And then you have Mackenzie Dern and Jillian Robinson for
Yep.
the strawweight title, and then it just kind of falls off a fucking cliff.
Yep.
No one else ranked on the fucking card. So we'll put two title fights and a couple names, you know, two or three names, and fuck you. Like, cool. Thanks. This is how we're gonna play now. This was a pay-per-view. This would have been a pay-per-view.
Yeah. Well,
So
now it's free,
yeah,
kind of,
exactly.
if you
Looks like it.
subscribe.
So I guess we just talk about the two title fights,
Sure.
Makhachev and Gary. What do you think? What do you like?
Well, I don't think Gary's ever faced a guy like Makhachev, right? Who has really, I don't think he's got enough going on to stop all the takedowns and the way Makhachev like controls the smothering blanket-like approach. I don't think he's got anything to stop that. I think he's got good striking, but I don't think he's gonna be doing a whole lot of striking when he's on the bottom getting fucking blanketed.
Getting
So
ass fucked.
yeah, I'm predicting like, either a 5 round smothering or like a 3 or 4 round smothering with some kind of sub by Makhachev. But I don't see any way Makhachev loses this fight unless he somehow decides to be stupid and stand and bang. But I don't think it's going to
Exactly.
happen. He hasn't done it thus far. So.
Yeah, it's that's the fight, right? It's one guy wants to take it down, the other guy would prefer to keep it standing. I'm trying to play this out. I think you're right. Like, I think Makhachev wins 9 out of 10 times. I think Gary's gonna employ some fucking oblique kicks and fuck his legs up. If he can keep the distance, I'm gonna take an upset here. What the fuck? Why not? I'm gonna take Gary with a.
You think he's using his length?
Yeah, he's gonna have to. He's
Okay.
allegedly 6'3", but when they posted him next to Makhachev, who's 5'10", there was maybe an inch in difference. So I'm gonna take Gary with a split decision win.
Okay.
I mean, cardio is gonna be a problem, but again, like he's Makhachev's new to 170, so we'll see how that plays out, right? He had a,
Yes.
I forgot when he gave up his title a couple of years ago to move up or something. So
Yeah.
we'll see. And then this Jillian Robertson versus Mackenzie Dern. So first, let me go to a tail of the tape.
Yeah.
Because that's how I like to roll. So first, we will start with Miss Jillian. I share screen. So tail of the tape. There's Jillian. And now we go to Mackenzie Dern.
Oh, I know.
I think Dern is winning the tail of the tape,
Yes.
but who's to say? So this one, two strong grapplers. It should be, this is the ones that always scare me and go, because you get these two strong grapplers and you're hoping for this nice grapple fuck fest. You're going to see a lot of crazy submissions, attempts, and defenses. And usually when these kind of fights happen, it turns into the sloppiest striking match you've fucking ever seen. And hopefully this isn't it. And Robertson is actually tied with Amanda Nunes for the most finishes in the UFC women's division with
Oh, I didn't know
10.
that. Okay.
She's got a
Wow.
lot of submission wins. But if you're going to go sub to sub, I still think Dern takes it.
Okay.
So I worry about a boring, sloppy striking match in these matches. So I'm going to go Dern unanimous decision.
I don't think they're going to stand and bang. I think it's going to be a grapple fest. I
I
think they're
hope so.
both
Like,
elite grapplers, as you said, maybe Dern is a little bit more skilled jiu-jitsu wise, but Robertson, pretty aggressive and likes the ground and pound. I don't know. I feel like Robertson's going to spend the most. I think these two fights, the main and co-main, are going to look very similar. I think Robertson and fucking Makhachev are going to spend a lot of time on the top working, and they're going to win decisions in that fashion. I think the two main events are going to be really boring. I think there's going to be a lot
It
of on
could
top,
be.
on bottom. With the women, I don't
Well, I'd
mind so
like to see a
much.
little on top on bottom in the women's fight.
Yeah, I think that's what you're getting. I think
Hopefully.
it's gonna be that. And if there's any excitement, it's coming from the undercard, So,
Yes.
yeah, I don't know. I don't.
I think that's
Unless
it
someone
for.
decides to George Griselda shit, that could happen too.
Oh
Yes.
yeah. Well, Dern is known to do that.
Yep.
She's like, fuck this jujitsu shit. Let me
Yeah.
do this.
Let's just do this.
Come at you with my windmill attack. Hope for the best.
Yep.
And what else is happening out there? We can get it right out of this card. There's nothing else
Well,
worthy
okay.
talking about.
So I know we're talking MMA, but since we're on women, I want to
Sure.
switch gears for just a second. I don't know if you're following what's happening in the WNBA over the
Oh,
last few days. I have some
here
controversial shit to share. So, all
go.
right. So over the weekend, we had a game with the Indiana Fever and the
Sure.
Chicago Sky, right, at the United Center.
Yeah.
And there was a Fever guard, Sophie Cunningham. She has a lot to say, and because apparently she wants to protect girls in a locker room, and she says that young girls in sport who shouldn't have to go against biological men, because basically they're saying that they're allowing transgender men to women. I don't know how you, whichever direction you
I
want to
don't know what the
let.
fuck they are.
Transgender people who are not female by birth, are allowed to
Yeah.
somehow compete in women's basketball, right? So
I think
that's.
there are some in there already.
Correct. So then there were like protests and counter protests. There were some responses from Minnesota, Cheryl Reeve, something about supporting trans minors. I think somebody from the Trump administration got involved. And then on the court over the weekend on Saturday, so there was a Chicago Sky, DeJonah Carrington got ejected for some kind of flagrant foul on Cunningham, right? Like karate
It's like
chopped her to
fucking
the head.
clotheslined her, yeah.
Yeah. So and so then Carrington then posts that it's white privilege, so it became a black and white thing, right? So this whole thing, and now you got NBA players, former NBA players, saying Royce White and I think what's Enes
Enes
Kanter,
something,
Enes
yeah.
Kanter
There's
Fried,
like at
they're going to
least three
declare
guys,
for
yeah.
the 2027 WNBA draft because they're self-identifying as trans women. So, and this whole thing is like, fucking nuts. What are we talking about here? Like, I want to get your take on it because this is insanity. Like, what is going on?
Well, I think there's a big problem in a lot of the sports. It's because they're trying to be woke as fuck, and just it's a very simple thing. You're either a woman or you're not. It's a fucking chromosome thing. You're XX or you're XY. That's how we play these games. Like, we saw this shit in the Olympics where they let men go into the female boxing thing, and
No
then I think
bueno.
they finally corrected that and said, we're not fucking doing that shit anymore. I'm like, this is the same thing. Like, we're not fucking doing this. I don't know when someone thought this was acceptable. It's fucking not acceptable.
It is not.
Like, get them the fuck out. Like, I mean, we've talked about this ad nauseum about the advantages of the men and like the muscle structure and fucking bone structure, and especially in a combat sport. And you look at how they play basketball these days. These women are playing like the men did in the fucking 90s.
It's brutal that
It is.
they fucking foul the shit out of each other.
Yeah,
It is
it's
not,
a,
it, they are crazy. I don't know why, it's insane how hard they play.
yeah, and it doesn't look like half the time that there's like no suspensions and
That
barely
look.
ejections, and they need to get their fucking head out of their ass. And I think with all the NBA male players that are declaring themselves for the draft, from what I'm reading, is the league has a fucking problem, because if they don't let them in, then they're like not woke, and if they let them in, then they're super woke. But it's a clusterfuck all around, because I think what they're gonna have to do is start testing their athletes to see if they're male or female now. Because how
Well,
are you gonna exclude them? Because if you exclude those guys, there's gonna be major lawsuits. It's a clusterfuck. It's
this is
just
insanity. I don't even know. This is so
it's the
crazy.
dumbest thing.
I don't
This
know
is
how
a
to.
problem with like whoever's running these. You're fucking up half of the country because you're making people think this is acceptable way of having
It shouldn't
men
be.
playing in women's
No.
sports. It's fucking 100%. We're not fucking doing this shit.
It should be just a straight up across the board no. NO.
Right. And it's the same thing, like, because in Illinois, I think they will let men play in women's sports. I think it went back to state level now, even though like the federal government says it's kind of bullshit and you can't do it. But I think the parents need to step up and say, we're not fucking letting boys be in the girls' sports, period.
No, shouldn't
Like,
be.
I'm fucking like, if like, because my girls were either swimming or playing soccer or cross country, but if they were in swimming, I don't know what I would do. They're not swimming against the boys. I'd fucking probably throw the boy out of the fucking pool.
Yeah, and
Like, we'd
that's a
have a problem.
non-contact sport. Like this is like, it's what the fuck is happening? Like it's insanity. I
Well,
don't understand.
they're just trying to rile everyone up and make everyone crazy. They're doing a great job of it.
Well, and then you had all that WNBA is so much fucking drama. It's like insanity. Like you had Caitlin Clark that came in a couple years back and they were fouling the shit out of her, the whole thing.
They
It's like,
still are.
well, yes, but it's just kind of, why can't they, if you watch the product, it's actually entertaining. Like, why do we have to have all this political shit attached to it? Why can't they just play
Yeah.
basketball,
Because you have fucking dumbasses running these leagues. It's the
Yeah.
same thing like with football, with all the woke shit like that they want to put on their helmets, like end racism and blah blah blah. Like, leave politics out of sports. Nobody gives a fuck. Like,
No.
we come to sports for a relaxation from the real world. Like, let's just focus on like whatever it is. If it's football, like, let's watch this team beat the shit out of the other team. I don't need any of your this other bullshit in there. And
Yeah.
everyone keeps trying to inject it in. And going back to the WNBA, they're not even a fucking profitable league. Like,
Well,
I
I
think
didn't
they're
know
getting
that.
support from the NBA funds them, and that's how they're even in
Oh.
business. So it's fucking, it's a ridiculous league, and you're making
No
yourself
shit.
even more
They're
ridiculous
wait,
as
they're
a
not
fucking
turning a
clown show.
profit.
Zero. They're losing fucking millions of dollars a year, and even more since they just gave them all like raises and shit.
That is interesting, fascinating.
Yeah, I don't know what the tune is. They might be losing 50 million a year. So that's why I think some people were saying too, like, whoever's funding them from the NBA, whoever's in control of that, should just tell them it's women only, or we cut your funding.
That's fair.
Does that make sense? Like,
Yeah.
that'll nip that shit in the bud. Like, we're not gonna fucking fund you. Okay.
No.
So, yeah. Yeah, that shit drives me crazy. And it's all over my Twitter feed. I can't get away from it. And I wish they would just fucking call a spade. You're a woman or a man.
Well, now you can
Pretty
be a they.
simple.
You know, you can be
Fuck
plural.
that. We don't play that. I don't want to play that. You're a man or
There's
a
two people
woman.
living in there.
It's
Yeah,
two
I don't
options
know.
here.
I'm fine. You know, here's the thing. I'm fine. If you want to be a freaking pumpkin, you can be that. But you can't be a pumpkin in an apple orchard. Like, you have to go be a pumpkin with
No.
pumpkins. You know, like it
And
doesn't, I don't care what you do, but you can't, the whole thing is just crazy. Like,
it
I
is.
don't, yeah.
And I'm not gonna call you a pumpkin if you think you're a pumpkin. I'll call you a fucking retard. Anyways.
All right,
Did,
we gotta get out of that. It's
yeah,
just
yeah. Did you see Dana White posted his lair inside his house? All
no.
the fucking shit he's got going on. Turn the sound off.
Feel like that man's a mad scientist. What is this?
Yeah.
Is
He's
this
got
like,
like probably infrared
what is that? Sensory
thing.
deprivation tank?
A hyperbaric oxygen chamber, probably.
He's just hanging. It looks like an airplane.
It
He
does.
just
I got
hangs
these
out in there.
two airplane
He's just
seats and
chilling.
shit.
What does that do?
Super healing and recovery. Because I was looking at doing that for my hip, but those machines are like 60 grand.
Huh.
And then he probably has sauna and cold plunge.
Jim.
Yeah.
He seems like he's all about the longevity these days, huh?
Yeah. Well, you got the cabbage. You should spend it.
And you got a lot of money. Yeah, what, your health is what you got.
Yep.
Meanwhile, I feel like I'm dying. I'm dying over here.
Exactly. I'm fucking sweat. I gotta take the sweatshirt off. Give me a second.
Yeah, no problem. Matt is doing a little wardrobe change. Okay. He's got the Elmhurst University cap back on. He's back.
Yeah.
He's
I
back.
always start cold and then it starts heating up down here. And by the end of the show, I've fucking soaked through my goddamn clothes.
Oh, that's not good.
Now,
Speaking of Dana White, so
yep.
he was just I don't know, on a podcast or something. He was talking about that his head of production, Craig Borsari, was pretty cocky after what happened at the UFC White House event, and they are
Yeah.
working some on something massive. He oh, the Pat McAfee show, that's what he was on. And he didn't really say much else, but McAfee was like, "So are you guys like going to the moon? You gonna fight on the moon?" And Dana's like, "Look, there's not gonna be nothing like the White House again.
No.
But it's gonna be amazing what they're working on. So who knows? I don't know what my I'm wondering what is your prediction and what are they gonna
It has to be the Coliseum. Like that's the only thing like
do?" Okay.
I've thought about it. I asked Grok, like speculate on what it could be, and it's like, oh, Coliseum was first, and then it was talking about maybe a military base or an aircraft carrier. I'm like, that's not big enough. And then it also said, well, the moon's not happening, but it's got to be the Coliseum. It's just
Unless
you need,
Elon's involved, then
yeah,
maybe.
you need someone to foot. I forgot what he said. It's like 150 million is what it's going to cost to get that done. You know enough people. They could actually fund it themselves too. Or you could get enough sponsors to cover it. There's ways to make it happen.
Yeah.
But that's the only other thing I think you can do that would be like, holy fuck. Like that makes the most sense. Like you had fights there, fight to the death shit. And can it do it fucking pride rules, man? Like let's get
Okay.
some pride rules at the Coliseum.
Gladiator.
Fuck yeah.
Two men leave, one man, two men enter, one man leaves.
Whoa. The UFC Apex updated, so they have a little video of the update. They added a bunch of more seats because I
Okay.
think originally it only fit like a couple hundred, and
Yeah.
now you're I think at 1200, and
The
there's like a
Meta Apex. Oh, that looks cool.
VIP area.
Okay. Oh, that's a perfect seating right there.
Yeah. That doesn't look like any bad seat in the house.
No.
Yeah. They just did that. Let's see. The fucking thing's not working here. I'm clicking buttons. Shit's not happening. Oh, yeah, Frank Mir's daughter. She's going to be fighting on Dana White Contender Series August 25th. She's 4-0, and she's going to fight a woman who is 3-1. And Mir's daughter is a fucking beast. I don't know if you've seen any of her fights or jiu-jitsu matches, but she's a beast. So I expect her to be in the UFC before you know it. And anything else?
I'm just checking to see what I got left here. I got def oh here here's like a submission, strange submission over the weekend. I want to say this is called like the grasshopper or something weird. Check this out. I'm gonna get your take on this. What is happening here?
That's
Butterfly.
that doesn't look right, whatever's happening. He's like forcing his head into his crotch.
Yeah. And oh, I can't, I guess I can't go back, but you get the idea.
Yeah, that was weird. I
That
don't
was
even
super
know what the
weird.
fuck that
I
was.
think it's like a shoulder lock kind of thing. So
Yeah, that's
yeah.
odd.
And then I got like a shit ton of KOs. I don't need to show them all, but
I'll go on a little run. I got a
go
couple
on
of
a run.
things. So
Okay.
here is 15 years ago to the day we got to see this. Dennis Hall man, ball man.
That was so fucking controversial. Dana was so pissed.
Speedo.
Whoever thought that was a good idea, I don't even know.
Well, I saw his old video interview after the fights, and he's like, yeah, I'm glad the guy he was fighting finished him because I gave him a extra bonus just to get that fucking uniform off of TV. He's like, I don't know how the fuck the people in my crew let that go. And that guy's balls came out on the broadcast too. I remember seeing that. I'm like, hey man, didn't need to see that and put that shit away.
It was quite disgusting.
It
Unnecessary.
was. And then speaking of like blasts from the past stuff, I was cleaning out my closet this weekend and I found this shirt. The good old Reebok Johnny Hendrix.
Z quick. Hell yeah. Oh my God. Are you gonna wear it?
It's so fucking small. Like, I don't even have a shot at fitting into that. So that one actually went to donation.
Okay. Z quick. That's funny.
Yeah, when they were giving the fighters, what's your bonus? I got a 10% off coupon for some UFC Reebok gear. Like, thanks. Cool.
Cool, guys. Thanks. You're the best. So
You just
nice.
stole the company for $4 billion. Here's your Reebok t-shirt and
Yes.
discount coupon. So I want to show, we were talking about Jonah Hill the other day and his he's talking all sorts of shit about his
People are really
jiu-jitsu
angry at him
skills.
in the
I am very angry
jiu-jitsu
because
community.
he's like a fucking white belt, maybe a blue belt by now, but let's see his skills on display here and go, here you go. What do you think of this?
I mean, I think the guy he's grappling is not trying very hard.
Exactly. Or like at all, doing one on one in a little home gym fucking closet. Wow. Okay.
He's got the
Good.
blonde hair and shit.
Good luck with that.
Jonah.
I'll meet you in the street.
You know, I read something somewhere recently that said most people who think they're really tough are not that tough. And if they got into a real street fight, they'd get their ass kicked. And
Well, I think it's some people haven't been in a street fight and have a get a little bit of training and then think they're tough.
you're
Like
not.
you don't know until you've been in a handful.
Yeah.
And then you know what that feels
I
like.
try to avoid the street fights at all costs.
Yeah.
I don't want. I don't want.
I won't do it anymore, but I'm not gonna lie. Oh, you lost
Oh
your camera.
no. That's bad. Stand by.
Ingo's getting in a street fight right now, people. Watch out. The hell's breaking loose.
Okay, keep
Get
going.
the water. Bootleg fireworks.
Hold on. Keep
It's
going.
gonna be bad. Shit is going off the rails.
I don't know where the, can you hear me?
I can barely hear you.
I don't know what's
I see
happening.
a nice view of your ceiling.
I lost the camera. Stand by.
Yeah. It's all good in the hood.
Okay, there it is.
Oh, there you go.
I am back.
And he's back, just like that.
Okay, that was weird.
It was.
There's
I got
apparently a cord dangling that is messing me up. Here we go. We're back.
sweet. I got a
Crisis averted.
couple weird fights to show. One is very short, and I'm not sure what's going on. We'll go no sound, but there's three little dudes, a regular size guy. Two little dudes have a rope,
Rope? Huh. Rope it dope.
and I don't know if they're trying to. What is it? Oliver's Travels. What is that giant guy where the little people take him down and
Yeah, you got it.
something like that? But
Maybe that's what this is.
maybe that's what they're trying, some David versus Goliath shit, but that was weird. And then they did a six versus one MMA
Oh,
match.
yeah, I saw this one. Yep.
Didn't work out so well for the one. Because these guys are too big to be taking on this guy. And they even gave him a chance because they're only doing two versus one here. Oh, shit. And then they tap out. And these guys know what they're doing. That's the other problem. If you're
Yeah.
going to do a six versus one, you can't have guys that know how to fight.
No.
Because that guy's just getting rocked.
Messes the whole thing up. Yeah, he's getting
Yeah. I mean,
destroyed.
at least he's back against the cage. And they said, I think this is a guy that fought Fury like 3 weeks ago.
Yep.
Yeah. So you get the gist of it. Doesn't always work out when you try to freak show shit. At that, I got a tattoo for you. Give me a fucking rating here.
I'm
So
ready.
someone's debating to get the triple threat Mike tattoo. The Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan, and Mike Tyson. All the Mikes. What do you think of that?
I mean, it's weird.
Some
I
gay
don't
shit,
know how I feel
but
about it. I don't know. I did just watch the Michael movie. Have you seen it?
which Michael Jackson?
Yeah, Michael
No, I
Jackson.
have not seen that.
It's
How
really
is it?
good. You can we just watched it last weekend. It was really good. I'm not gonna lie. So,
Nice.
tortured soul. Misunderstood, perhaps even.
Yeah. I got a little clip from the UFC game of a Superman punch, like a super duper man punch.
Oh wow.
He went like half the cage. I didn't know
That's
you could go
crazy.
half the cage. It's like he got an extra 6 feet. Like,
What the
this is
hell?
landing.
You know when the last time I played video games was forever ago. What is this? Is this like a finishing move in Mortal Kombat?
I don't know,
Oh, you
but
folded him.
it's UFC. Yeah, what did I try to play the other day? I put Red Dead Redemption 2 back on and just played a little bit of that. It was not as satisfying. I don't know. The video games are not as satisfying. I'm
I
gonna
think
buy
when you're
them.
grinding out life and doing life as it's a video games seem unappealing.
Yeah. Although I am gonna try the new Madden game.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. I got a little face off fun, three tweets, and then we can hit a bunch of KOs.
Let's do it.
So,
I like the face-offs.
yep. I only bring you the quality ones.
I like the
So
quality ones.
let's see. We'll go no sound because, you know.
Wool.
So we'll just watch her walk out for her face off because, you know, that's what we do.
That is crazy.
That's quite the outfit.
What are we at? 165 here?
I don't know. We're stacked. We're stacked in the back. She's ready to attack. Showing off her butt crack. So her opponent wasn't that good, so we just cut it off there. We don't need to go much farther sometimes.
Okay.
I've got three tweets. Let me dial these up real quick. One, two,
Tree.
three. Tree tweet. All right, here you go. So this guy is saying,
Effects. Good lord.
here's an ER nurse showing his jujitsu skill off. And I liked what the person says. Oh, the ER's nurse name? You guessed it, Jonah Hill. So basically, he just takes a guy down and, you know,
Yeah,
trying to do
controls
some
him,
shit to him.
chokes him out.
Here's a concealed carry and open carry.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then when you press disable flash on your camera, again,
What the
you gotta be
fuck?
careful.
You can't put that out. You can't put out there. That's just wrong.
I'm just saying, you can't be crippled. Next thing you
Oh
know, you're going to
my
be
God. You're
calling him the
going to hell.
crippler.
Oh God.
All right, let's get some KOs. What do you got?
All right. So let me go for a little short little run. Okay. So we have, make sure I got this teed up. 0-6 MMA fighter got his first win. Check it out. Via the most ridiculous kick ever, as the title says. It's coming. That wasn't it. Watch
Oof.
this. Here it comes. It's coming. Look at that. Bam!
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. And then number two is little punches, punches, right? And the guy's like, good night.
It almost looks like a setup.
Wait, one more time. I thought it was epic. Maybe it is a setup. I don't know. But I just look,
Because that guy
bah.
ain't trying, and then all of a sudden.
Oh. And then we got knockout of the year. Let me zoom. Oh, shoot. What happened? I already got. Oh, there we go. Bam.
A little sweet chin music.
Boom. Yep. Obviously in Thailand somewhere. Last one. Here we go. A little Riyadh. Oh, good night.
Nice.
Sends him flying off his feet. Look at that.
Yeah, I like that. I had that one, and actually, I edited that one out. I only went with one this year or
Okay.
this
This is
day.
this year. This day
Yeah.
that feels like a year.
Seriously.
The years feel like days. Wait.
Yeah.
Aaron's.
So there
Sturgis.
goes my one. Ugh.
Oh God.
When you go face down, ass up,
It's
it's never
bad.
great. Yeah. And then right into some knowledge we got.
Do I have any knowledge? I don't even know. Well, I think I said it. The Michael movie's good. We watched that over the weekend. What am I into these days? Nothing. Just grinding into shit. I
That's
got
what
no
it's about.
knowledge. It's just grinding or grinding life.
Yeah, it's grinding life. All I got is Tracy Cortez just saying, see you later to you. Make sure,
Oh.
there's no sound on here.
Okay.
So, sometimes ladies like to say goodbye in different ways. Some like to
Like a
wave, some like to give you a hug, and then
Hispanic thing, like that's
some
how they
offer
say
that
goodbye.
thing up.
Okay,
So,
okay.
on that note, we shut down.
Alrighty, well, that has been this week's edition of MMA Notes. My name is Ingo Bagel.
Matt Gribbett, thanks for playing.